The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
JD, there's a humdinger of a tie coming up in the World Cup. The first quarterfinal later, France v Morocco.
9 o'clock Irish time in Boston when it kicks off. Shane and Ciara, a repeat of the 2022 semi-final, which France won 2-0 against Morocco. Morocco have had a record of 34 internationals and no defeats in 90 minutes, so they're obviously a better team than they were 4 years ago. They won the World Under 20 World Cup as well, but France are arguably a better team than they were 4 years ago when they lost the final narrowly to Argentina on penalties. When you can leave Désiré Doué and Ryan Cherki on the bench for the Paraguay game, they scored 13 goals in their first four matches of the World Cup. Kylian Mbappe is Stanley knife sharp, I would say, in this World Cup so far.
And Olise isn't bad either.
No, and he's pulling the strings. Amazing. Crystal Palace had him for a time. Seven goals from Mbappe. What I've been watching Morocco, I feel they haven't played for the full 19 games. I think with France's substitutes, that could prove the difference. But it's not a foregone conclusion because Morocco dominated the ball against the Dutch and they are a serious opponent for France. So,
Is this one of the juiciest games we've had, isn't it?
They're all juicy now. Spain, Belgium, you'd expect Spain to win, but England, Norway is going to be fantastic. And I would think Switzerland can't be underestimated against Argentina either.
Got a right chance.
So bring it on. We're into the one game territory now. So clean that couch before you watch it tonight.
I'm very excited. JD, the FAI have thrown the book at Ringmahon Rangers.
Yeah, so they're a Cork amateur club. They withdrew from the FAI Cup second round match with Bohemians on Sunday, July 19th. They've been handed a 5-year ban from the FAI Cup, a €5,000 fine. They've been given a 3-year ban from the FAI Intermediate Cup. Originally, they said Ringmahon that given the logistical challenges, player availability issues, logistical issues, the stage of the match approximately 30 minutes from our home venue on already congested sporting weekend, we felt we'd no viable option to withdraw from the competition. I mean, Sunday week is the day of the hurling final. There was a joke, obviously, doing the rounds that Ringmahon wouldn't want to clash with the Cork hurlers being involved in that hurling final. And Cork didn't qualify for the hurling final, lost to Galway. But on a serious matter, they've really clamped down on the FAI, and they do have a right to appeal this punishment.
It's fair enough, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a coincidence that the All-Ireland final was on and that Cork were expected to be in that final.
Yeah, I don't really want to pass comment on the FAI at the moment and on that today. What I will say, though, is there's a couple of Irish teams involved in European action this evening, including your own beloved Bohemians in 25 minutes' time.
I will
Shane,
be
against St. Joseph's.
Hightailing it up there on the bike.
I've been to Gibraltar probably 10 times, so I do know St. Joseph's. They play at 6 o'clock at Daly Mount. So. And then Derry City in Bulgaria to play CSKA Sofia. That's in the Europa League first qualifying round. Bohemians game in the Conference League first qualifying round.
Okay, best of luck to both those teams. We know one of the ladies' singles finalists at Wimbledon, JD.
Karolina Muchová of the Czech Republic into her first Wimbledon decider. The 29-year-old, a finalist at the French Open 3 years ago, edged the American Coco Gauff in a thriller. 6-2, 1-6, 7-6. That went to a tiebreak. She saved a match point in that decisive tiebreak before prevailing. And Muchová will now play either her fellow countrywoman, Linda Noskova, or Ukraine's Marta Kostyuk. Noskova leads 4-3 in the first set, going with serve, Shane.
Okay.
Ronan O'Gara to Leinster. Sacre bleu, could it be true in 12 months' time?
David Humphreys hasn't ruled it out. He's the RFU performance director. He did speak to members of the media down under ahead of Ireland's game against Japan this weekend. O'Gara, obviously, with La Rochelle at the moment, his deal with them finishes in a year. That's the same time as Leo Cullen's deal finishes with Leinster. Humphreys has confirmed he's met O'Gara and discussed the Corkman's coaching ambitions and obviously professed that O'Gara will be a candidate for any job in Ireland. And that's that. I think anybody could say that. But what was interesting is that he didn't try to deflect the question. I think the thing about it is can Leinster fans, or could they stomach O'Gara going to their province as the head coach? Could Munster fans stomach it? Can O'Gara stomach it?
Leinster fans definitely could.
Charlton managed Ireland.
Leinster fans will, any fans will want the best guy for the job.
Yeah.
I think he's far enough out of over a decade now out of Munster, where he was a legendary player. It's an indictment on Munster, to be honest. But also, he's won two European Cups with La Rochelle. He's coached in New Zealand. And the only way I think Ronan O'Gara, put it this way, Andy Farrell's got a deal until 2031 as the Ireland rugby coach. If Ronan O'Gara goes to Leinster and wins the Champions Cup, which they haven't won since 2018, he is a shoo-in for the next Ireland job. If he wants to be Ireland coach, and I imagine he does, this could be the route.
Interesting. How are Ireland's golfers doing at the Scottish Open?
Well, the Masters champion Rory McIlroy Kira has made a fine start to the Renaissance Club, the 2023 winner of this tournament and a share of the lead on 5-under with the Austrian Bernd Wiesberger, Korea's Tom Kim and the American Patrick Cantlay. Tom McKibben, 2-under par, 3 holes of his round to play. Shane Lowry remains out of sorts on the course, 1-over following a 71. Patrick Harrington's 4-over after a 74, guys.
Okay, and given it is the World Cup, you have walked in... You were in that brilliant new football store just around the corner.
This is not some kind of contrived plug to plug retail shops, but I actually literally did
hashtag
walk,
not an ad, folks. And actually,
hashtag not an ad. Classic Soccer Shirts is a store like just around the corner here in Dublin near Grafton Street, and I walked past about 4 o'clock, and it was like going into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. It was a Cantona 7 for Manchester United retro shirt, Damien Duff for Blackburn Rovers, Robbie Fowler for Liverpool, Ronaldinho for Brazil. They could really do with him now, even at his age and his nearly what in his 50s. And some of them are very reasonably priced, but some of them are top of the range prices. So,
have you a favourite?
If I wanted, there's the Netherlands 1988 European Championship winning jersey, which was a very limited edition.
Still makes me feel slightly ill though, given how they
Vim Keefe just
beat us in the last.
There is a Republic of Ireland shirt that was only worn once, I think, in 1985 against Norway, which had a gold band like the Kerry jersey. And it was never seen again. O'Neill's made it, I think, at the time. That is definitely a rarity.
Wow.
But a lot of these, I think, are replicas.
I happen to get into a
box. You're wearing one right now.
I'm wearing Bo's jersey.
You got the Guinness Bo's.
Yeah, for tonight's match. I actually got into a big WhatsApp discussion about favourite iconic jerseys of all time. And we agreed the France 98 was probably...
That had a bit of red in it.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yes. It was actually gorgeous. The current one isn't bad, but I'll tell you what, the Norway one.
That's a beautiful jersey.
The new Norway jersey, that is going to have iconic status.
The Belgium away jersey is awful. The worst jersey ever was Coventry City in the early 80s had a chocolate brown number, which was just...
With a kind of a striped... Yeah, I think that could be...
Yeah.
You know all I want for Christmas?
What?
Is a Duke LaPrague away jersey.
And Coventry City, which is the home of ska music, actually did a ska two-tone jersey, which was very, very special. We could literally talk... The producer's actually going to drag me out by the seat here because we could end up talking about this stuff forever.
Thank you for that, JD. We shall talk to you again very soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.